Well, you know, because so many people, if you believe in the Loch Ness Monster theory, so many people believe that it was just one. That may not be the case then. There could be a whole school of them there.
Well, at one point there may have been a whole school, but right now there's been a major change in the Loch. And again, getting back to the geography of Loch and the geology, this is what's so important. If you follow the Loch to its most northern point, it empties into a place called the Bona Narrows and then into the River Ness. And the River Ness winds into Inverness, which is the major city in the Highlands, and then it empties out into the Moray Firth, which is sort of like a bay to the North Sea. And that's a saltwater bay, and there's killer whales there, there's dolphins, everything's there. Now, so there is a direct access to the North Sea from Loch Ness. They are connected, but it's a shallow water connection because the River Ness is pretty shallow. So a large beast isn't going to be able to make it there. But because the Loch is so deep, there's a prevailing theory that there may have been and may still be an underground river or an aquifer that connected the northernmost part of Loch Ness to the North Sea, and that would have been an underwater passage. And this is where a lot of theories of the book come in, because years ago, back in the time of St. Columba, and even 100 years ago, this passage would have been open, allowing creatures to migrate back and forth depending upon the season. But there was an event that occurred in the 1930s that changed all that, and that was the building of the A-82 roadway, which is the highway that runs on the west side of the Loch. And they, because this is all on the mountains, they had to dynamite the mountain in order to open up this roadway. Well, it was the dynamiting that, as the theory goes, could have collapsed the entrance into this underground river. And in doing so, any of the creatures that were trapped in Loch Ness became trapped and were still there. And that's the big point of that theory, is that there may have been colonies of these creatures 100 years ago, but in the last 70 years, it's whittled down to one large creature.
Oh, my. So is it possible, though, these creatures are alive, they're out there in the ocean somewhere, or they've gone to other spots, or did they just simply die?
Well, it's very possible, and I have my own theories about that. In fact, the book opens up with a marine biologist, Zachary Wallace, in the Sargasso Sea. And the Sargasso is really important because there are species that migrate from the Sargasso Sea to Loch Ness and the other lochs in Britain. And they do it on a yearly basis, and they travel up the River Ness. But there's also larger creatures down there that the Navy has identified by one word, and that is bloops. And they call them bloops because they don't know what they are. They make the sound of a bloop on sonar, but they're so deep that they can't be whales, and they can't be sharks or giant squid, because they're creating this suction sound, which means they have to have some type of bladder inside.
Do they get any shape when they do their test on it?
They don't have any shape. The way they move does not reveal much of a signature on sonar, only their sound. And that's what's fascinating. That's what I've pulled together in this theory in the Loch, because those creatures, as you said, which is a very good point, are still out there. They're not extinct. But one of them got trapped in Loch Ness.
And can't get out.
And the nature of these species, which I'm sure we'll talk about, is that the females get very large. But when it's time to spawn, they would leave Loch Ness. Now, their smaller cousins leave Loch Ness by way of the River Ness, which is a shallow water river. The larger ones used to leave by way of the aquifer, which is much deeper and able to handle large creatures. So when that got cut off, the female that's left wasn't able to leave the spawn, and the act of spawning triggers mineral loss and triggers death. Once they spawn in the Sargasso Sea, they die. If this female is unable to spawn, what happens is it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that's what's happened.
How old do you think it is?
At this point, it's probably 70 or 80 years old.
There can't be many more years left to it then, I don't think.
But being a deep water species, there's no need for it to come up, you know, to show itself. And that's why it's so hard to see, because, you know, you could stare at the Loch and there's a lot of things that look like the monster, and there's scientific evidence that tells us what these other things are. but it's rare to actually see it. But it does come up on occasion, and it does come up at night because its eyes are sensitive to the daylight.
Are reports, though, dwindling as opposed to what we had 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, yes and no. Yes, they're dwindling from the major sightings, but there's always sightings going on. You know, every week there's some type of sighting. But there's been a lot of activity lately in the last 6 months, and that's part of the really exciting thing about the book, because I was able to pull that stuff in because I knew the investigator who was behind some of the stuff.
Well, as a matter of fact, you also hired an investigator, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just one of these fortuitous things. 2 weeks before I was supposed to turn the manuscript of the lock-in, I got a call from a forensics investigator who's been on your show several times, Bill McDonald.
Oh, sure.
And Bill's had his own theories about Loch Ness dating back to 1993. He's been over there many times. And he called me. He was all excited. He said he absolutely knows what the species is, can prove it, but he needs to get to Loch Ness because he's got locals over there who are some of his contacts he's established over the last 20 years. And they're telling him there's been a lot of very rare land sightings going on. And like I said, land sightings are pretty rare, and they need
to
get over there.
Like it's walking on land?
More like slithering on land.
Interesting.
These creatures are amphibious, and there's been land sightings over the last 70 years.